Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muck and Fun Day. It's the 21st day of February, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 30 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 33 degrees today for the climate basin. We got a little snow this morning, probably about maybe an inch, but it's looking like it'll warm back up. It'll be gone for you. I mean, you'll look at it for a little bit, and it's just enough to be ugly, I guess. We're not going to get away from the goddamn smoke, I guess is the point I'm trying to make. Let's see what we're going to jump into here. Biden quietly extends federal national emergency declaration related to COVID beyond termination date of March 1st, provides no end. What? We're going to have to figure this out when we get back. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Biden quietly extends the federal national emergency declaration related to COVID beyond termination date of March 1st, provides no end date. What fucking federal national emergency declaration? What's wrong with those goddamn words? Well, what's wrong with them is that you can't do it. You don't have the goddamn authority, not by declaration, not by proclamation, not by any action of any kind, to violate the Ninth Article. The Ninth Article says the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights, any fucking right, not any of them. Of course, we don't have a constitution, so you're already a fucking criminal and you shovel your fucking emergency act up your ass. What that fucking Bill of Rights says is there is no power that can fucking exist to allow the fucking, whoever's pretending to be a government or any fucking force on this goddamn planet to alter it to allow for a denial or disparagement of one of those rights, and especially all of those fucking procedural due process rights, you motherfucker. You are a criminal just for even saying it. This is from Gateway Pundit. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Joe Biden informs Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi that he intends to extend the federal national emergency declaration beyond its termination. What the fuck is this federal national emergency declaration? What is a declaration? Huh? Is that Trump fucking the highest law in this fucking land? Is it Trump the only goddamn law for this on this fucking land, which would be the ratified fucking law of we the people for December 15, 1791? You know that fucking Bill of Rights, that common law for the United States, that guarantees you can have no fucking goddamn jurisdictional authority to tell me to do anything, you fucking corporate fucking ass sucking piece of pig shit. By statute, the state of a national emergency expires when... What the fuck are you talking about? There's no such... You cannot... Hey, null and void. That's all I can fucking tell you. I'll read the ninth article to you. The enumeration, that is the writing down in the Constitution of certain rights, shall not be construed to deny or disparage others. That's every other fucking right. All the rights of the we the people, retained by the people. And they, and like I've said many times, they've tried to say that, oh, that was, they put that there because there are so many rights that aren't covered in the Bill of Rights. No, but the Bill of Rights is a procedural fucking due process to litigate any fucking right and every fucking right through the common fucking law. Because it is the fucking law of this country. It's the only fucking law in this country. And you son of a bitch, your fucking goddamn declaration ain't worth the fucking papers written on because it is a direct violation of that ninth article. You're pretending to have an authority to deny or disparage. It says you fucking can't. And it is the highest law of this land. It is the jurisdictional authority of we the fucking people. And you're going to have to learn it the hard fucking way. You already know it. You just don't know if we'll how far we'll fucking go to enforce it. I will go to the fucking wall. And there's a plenty like me. You're not going to be my goddamn fucking mommy or daddy, you motherfucker. You better get the fuck out of my life. And quit stealing my fucking resources. And quit bringing fucking foreigners in here and giving them what belongs to me that you haven't taken from me through a due process. Fuck, you're just a god. You're a fucking ass. You've got a death warrant, motherfucker. You have broken every fucking law there is to fucking break of we the people. You have committed high treason, sedition, fucking many high crimes and misdemeanors. And fucking, I mean, treason. You've committed fucking treason, you son of a bitch. You can read that motherfucker as well as I can. It says you cannot have that power. You just can't declare. I declare that you motherfucking better get the fuck out of here, you son of a bitch. I declare. Declaration. Declare. By statute. Fuck your statute. Your statute ain't law. The state of a national emergency expires 1 year after it. You can't, I mean, you can't, you, see, this is what that fucking 14th Amendment was all about. You will be subject to the fucking legislation written by, and not that there will be laws that will be passed, and there were fucking in the original Constitution, which was a fucking fraud, man. It's hard to talk about this when it's all goddamn fraud. In the original Constitution, to make a fucking law, it would first have to fucking not violate the ninth article. It couldn't violate none of the fucking supreme, superior, absolute law of we the people or our jurisdictional authority. It can't. Either the fucking ninth article is law or this goddamn statute created by a handful in an apartheid fucking situation. You think you're going to fucking control a whole country by declaration? Make your fucking declaration, motherfucker. I'll make mine. Statute. Your statutes do not apply to me. They only apply to your fucking goddamn employees in the government and the people in the fucking military. Got it? I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national. I live by the autonomy of the fucking Bill of Rights, which is the common law for we the people, for the United States of these America. For I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national. I'm on a par with the Queen England. You might as well give her your goddamn declaration. And she can tell you to shove it up your fucking ass. But of course, she's probably the one that sent it down to you. Ain't she fucking shit pants? I don't want to hear Biden's fucking name. That motherfucker ain't even alive. I think he's been dead for quite a fucking while. They just got a goddamn, you know, put the robotics in him and move him up there and move his mouth. I can see where his face is starting to crumble off. This country's being run by a communist fucking collective at the top, and we all know it. We know it's in direct violation of the authority of we the people in our law. You're in violation of the fucking law, you motherfuckers. The fucking law will get your asses fucking hung right now. Treason, sedition, you've done it. You signed your name to it. You don't declare what I'm going to fucking do, son of a bitch. The only way anyone can get jurisdictional authority over me is to follow the fucking procedure with due process in that fucking Bill of Rights, and they better have some pretty goddamn good cause. Or I'll use their own cause to fucking string them By statute. Shove your fucking statute up your statute fucking ass. I live under the law. Of a national emergency expires 1 year after its initial declaration. You see, something you can just, you just declare fucking that we don't have, that, oh, that, that's deny, that's not denying, that's not disparaging, that's not interpreting something as it can deny or disparage. Hey, it's coming because you know it can't. And I'm really getting fucking sick of you motherfuckers. Declaration, shove it up your fucking ass, okay? And then you're going to find out what a real fucking emergency is, you son of a bitches. 1 year after its initial declaration, that meant that the COVID doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. They know it don't exist. They know you know it doesn't exist. But the Goebbels motherfuckers are going to keep saying it over and over. They were whipped out in fucking the United States. That's why all the focus had to go to Canada. Because they do have fucking some kind of clause for a national emergency in their, I guess their Bill of Rights was made off ours, but they had a special little fucking clause on that son of a bitch, because you have to have something there for that monarchy, because you do live under a monarchy up there in Canada, whether you fucking realize it or not. I mean, when the French people tried to get rid of their prime fucking minister, they voted that son of a bitch out. And the Queen and came over here and said no. And the answer was fucking no. And that's what you've got attached to whatever fucking rights you think you fucking have. Is this son of, is, well, yeah, you have all these rights. Your right to be free and everything unless we say different. You better fucking wake up to what's going on. Go ahead and do your test run in fucking Canada. And then come, because you know they got the trucker thing going to try. They're going to do the same fucking thing here. Well, see, they took care of Canada. We ain't Canada, son of a bitch. There's a gun behind every blade of fucking grass, and you fucking know it. And when those fucking guns start going off, man, once people break loose, there's not going to be nothing to fucking control it. You better fucking realize that. You have just fucking unleashed the jungle on your ass. COVID, national emergency declaration. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Was scheduled to end in March 1st. Oh, March again, huh? Oh, we'll just do an extra week for a curve. Fuck you. You have no fucking law. You have no jurisdictional authority. Your national emergency declaration is fucking unlawful under the 9th article of the Supreme Superior. Absolute law. Unalienable law. Ratified by we the people, December 15, 1791. And we are the goddamn jurisdictional authority for this country. And you know it. Servant. That would be even if you fucking were doing what you, I mean, operating under your fraudulent fucking constitution that never was. You'd still be a servant. You ain't gonna fucking tell us what to do. We're the largest army on this goddamn planet, man, and we're about to have to fucking slaughter your asses to fucking make the point. And I, you know, I seen the reports out of Canada, UN fucking planes landing. Come on, you motherfuckers. We'll fucking destroy you. You fucking don't think we will. You fucking give her a go. Get your fucking ass to doing it. Quit whipping around. Of course, they got to cruise along and see how much fucking money they can make off these fucking scam fucking goddamn truck protests. My truck's going to protest. I'm going to honk my fucking horn. And they're going to, oh, God, that horn. They can't take horns. No, not the horn. Jesus Christ Almighty, is the goddamn ignorance fucking that widespread?
I say again, Henry, there hasn't been one damn trucker strike that ever accomplished anything.
You're absolutely right, Hubert. I remember their last one. Don't you remember all the big old, the organized, just like any time you see these son of bitches coming on and they're actually getting time. I mean, they're talking about they're trying to take them off Facebook. It's just more fucking hype to it. And it ended up that one guy stole $20,000. I never did hear what happened to him for stealing $20,000. $20,000. That the truckers had put up them fucking selves. And no, it hasn't, and it's not gonna. Why should it? I mean, you're putting words up against fucking guns and bullets. I think the guns and bullets are gonna win. I'm sorry, that's just my opinion. Anyway.
Hey, Henry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and there's also interviews with these truckers saying that you can come and you can take my truck. You can arrest me. I'm not going to fight back. It's just material possession. Yeah. Like they don't even care to get robbed and stolen from. It's pathetic.
The bottom line is you're never going to beat fucking guns with words. I'm sorry. The bullets will just fucking kill your ass, and you will be dead. Or they'll blow your fucking legs off and under you. You'll go where they say. You will fight these son of a bitches to the death. You will fucking exterminate them, or they will exterminate you. I think they've made that quite clear. And then you see this United Nations. They're talking about being up there and fucking up there in fucking Canada. Is that to get you used to the idea down here? You fucking come near me, one of you motherfuckers. I don't give a fuck. I'll blow your fucking head off wherever I see your ass. You're an invading fucking force. You come to this goddamn country, you son of a bitches. You'll die here. We're not fucking like Somalia where you can come in and butcher a million fucking people. We got fucking guns. We got more than you can fucking imagine, you fucking twerp motherfucking pricks. But see, they have to bring people from other countries. See, they couldn't get the, at first they tried to get us to fucking fight each other over Democrats and Republicans, conservatives and liberals. So then liberals and all kinds of, and everybody says, you fucking retards. You know, there's only fucking 12 to 20% of you that even play that fucking game. You didn't think we could fucking know, we don't know that just by the people around us? That we don't understand that you ain't got enough fucking people to put out a fucking campfire. Let alone fucking put down a goddamn uprising by the fucking mass majority of the people in this country. We'll mow your ass like the fucking lawn. And you know it. And all this goddamn, I've been listening to all my fucking life. You're gonna get take the guns. They ain't taking shit. If they could have, they would have. They know they can't. So they can't dazzle you with their brilliance, so they shall baffle you with their bullshit. And anybody that buys into this fucking bullshit, you're a fucking moron. Anybody that fucking throws their cash at this fucking bullshit. See, there's people out here that are really fucking fighting it, know what the fuck they're doing. Oh, but man, goddamn, I mean, you're talking about, you know, they got a big fancy page and they got goddamn producers and shit, man. That's the people that's going to win. The people, the Jews with the best goddamn fucking equipment. Do you think they're going to win? The best goddamn broadcast equipment or the best fucking shots and the best fucking goddamn fighters? Who you think's going to win? I say the fucking fighters, the best shots, the people with the fucking balls to do it. That's who's going to win. Come on over, mercenary. I'll put you out of my misery. Biden informed Nancy Pelosi today of his intent to extend the national emergency. You cannot have a national emergency. I don't give a fuck how many goddamn executive unlawful. You ain't even a goddamn government. You're a fucking unlawful entity. You're a fucking occupational fucking unlawful entity. No two ways about it. You can't get proclamations, declarations, guidelines. You can't tell us shit. If you're, the only way you can fucking make us fucking move is by fucking force, and you're going to have force is going to be met with fucking force 10 times over. Because you're fucking with the largest army on planet Earth, motherfuckers. Biden informed Nancy Pelosi, you fucking sicko. Why don't you fucking go somewhere and lay down and die? How are you still fucking breathing, you ancient fucking goddamn mummies? Nancy Pelosi today of his intent to extend the national emergency. You can intend all you fucking want, cocksucker. You don't have the fucking judicial authority to even have a national emergency authority. You can't have any kind of authority that fucking denies or disparages one single right, one tiny piece of a right, one clause in that whole fucking Bill of Rights. You can't have it. The 9th article says so. That's the fucking law. That's our law. That's the law we put in place with our fucking guns, and that's the law we will fucking enforce with our fucking guns. And as far as this shit that you put in there, this guy, your corporation's fucking going, motherfuckers. You're going to be out of here and you're paying back everything you fucking stolen, or we're going to nuke your ass. You don't think this shit can happen. Fuck, I'll tell you what, there fucking 10, 20 years ago, there were people that, I mean, God, the mass majority in this country who wouldn't believe what we're looking at today could ever fucking happen. And things change, don't they? You just fucking watch it happen, you son of a bitch. I mean, they're trying to talk you into fucking being, oh, you're already whipped, but we're the largest army on planet Earth, but we're a whole army of fucking pussy fucking gun polishers. Shine that fucking gun up good now. But they ain't, that ain't the fact, is it? And we're not all walking around with our goddamn pants hanging down around our knees and our dirty asses sticking out, are we? Well, you found another place here in America called the fucking jungle that you fucking created. You push the people with the, you push the fucking cream of the crop down as far as you could and let the fucking people that would fucking go along with your goddamn treason and sedition rise up to the top. We'll fucking fight them. Get your goddamn Marines out here with their fucking high heels on. Yeah, do it, buddy. Threaten us with fucking a bunch of faggots and fucking transvestites. Any man who's a man's done walked away from that shit. Or else they're sitting there waiting for their chance to fucking take care of your ass and put an end to this goofy shit. We're gonna look at this. Biden informed Nancy Pelosi today of his intent to extend the national emergency. Both the House and Senate will now have to schedule a vote to support the extension. None of you motherfuckers has the authority. You cannot have the authority because we, the people, said no. We didn't give you consent. We told you fucking no. You make the mistake of not listening to what we tell you. You make the mistake of trying to shove this on down our fucking throats with fucking, with weaponry. And we'll give you weaponry right back in your fucking face, motherfuckers. You're gonna die too. That's what you better remember. And we fucking outnumber your asses. I mean, you seen how fast they brought the goddamn National Guard? I mean, United Nations into fucking Canada? They ain't even got no guns. They already have them here actually down on the fucking border and probably in every fucking state already. They've already got them in place. It ain't gonna fucking matter, dudes. It's just we fucking outnumber you as individuals. We can walk out our fucking doors as individuals. You're looking at 40, 50 million fucking people who are sick of your fucking shit. You want to face, I mean, they talk about 250,000 men. Oh, there's 130,000, troops massed on the Ukraine border. Putin has 130,000 troops. Why don't you try fucking 40 fucking million troops, motherfuckers, scattered over 390 million square miles, every one of them wanting to kill one of you motherfuckers, outnumbering you 1,000 to 1. So there's 1,000 motherfuckers that want to kill your fucking ass. What they'll do is they'll flee this fucking country like the fucking rats going off the fucking sinking ship. They know their ass was whooped. Everything we were doing was working perfectly. So they had to come up. They had to go up to Canada. They think they're fucking, you're not smart. You're the dumbest son of a bitches. I swear to God, I think I've ever seen in my life. You think we're little children and we're just glued to that fucking TV watching the goddamn cartoons on Saturday when we're little kids. What you're doing is as plain as the fucking beaks that stick out 4 feet on your fucking Jew face has got it. You think you're going to, oh, well, they did it up in Canada. Well, they did it. Well, you fucking try it here, motherfucker. It's a goddamnable shame that the people of Canada let themselves be disarmed to this goddamn point to where they can't just step up with their fucking guns and go get the fuck out of here and die. It's this fucking shame. But I'll tell you what, these same son of a bitches, you know, I some of you might have read the fucking comment, but they had this guy up there talking about, oh, everybody on the 22nd, stop working. So get a lot of supplies and just stop working. Quit going to work and sit there and do what? If you're not going to use those supplies for fucking for a fucking action of war, then what are you doing? You're going to wait until they'll just, you know what? They got nothing but fucking time, asshole. And they can get all the supplies they fucking want. They control your fucking ports. And they have the fucking, they've brought in the illegal aliens to do the transporting to make sure they have a plenty. And then once you're fucking starved down to the point to you fucking, oh god damn, and then you're gonna beg them please give me the shot. Let me go. I'm starving to death. I want something to eat. When you fucking burn supplies and you're at fucking war and you ain't fucking killing people, you're fucking up. I'm just sorry to tell you that. And there's enough of you if you fucking scattered instead of went in a fucking, yeah, everybody's got to be a fucking in a herd of sheep trying to get in the middle of the fucking herd where it's the safest so the wolf only gets one of the ones on the fucking outer edge. That's bullshit. You should be broken up into small bands. You got a huge fucking country too. You think they can send that bunch of people they got there in Ottawa to every fucking place in goddamn Canada? You really think so? They're trying to get us to fucking sucker into fighting like this. We're not going to do it. There's a handful, like fucking Hubert said, this is a joke. You fucking guys in your goddamn freedom convoy, you're a fucking joke. And you're the first assholes that are going to get the fucking fruits of your fucking labor fed, shoved down your goddamn throat. Because I'm not coming to your goddamn rescue. So you get up there and you keg up as much as you can. You get as many as you can. I wouldn't want to have to say I told you so. But a tactical nuke or two, boy, they would fucking put a hurting on your ass. That'd be the last thing you expect because you're too fucking stupid to see what the advantage is and to see what the fucking strategy should be for fighting these motherfuckers. Sure, we got enough fucking people if we just went in one big fucking flood across, but then, hey, tactical nukes. That's why you're going to be spread out. If you're spread out and you're in fucking small groups and you're fucking picking specific targets at the top, the fucking head of the snake, and you're going after those son of a bitches, and there's to be more than one group of you going after the same one son of a bitch because you ain't going to tell everybody what you're fucking doing because they have their infiltrators. And when you catch one of those son of a bitches, it is skinned alive and left alive. That's what those cocksuckers get. That's what the traitor gets, skinned alive and left alive. Everybody's going to look at you, you're a fucking freak, and they're going to know you're skinned alive because you were a fucking rat, motherfucker, against your own fucking people. I watched that Band of Brothers thing a while back. I do that every once in a while to remind me just how enormous war can be. I mean, you think of it in small, too small of terms, and you're not covering all your bases. Just to remind me of the enormity and the fucking and what it takes to fucking move people and what it takes to fucking equip people and what it takes to fucking fight a goddamn huge war like that. Especially, but a guerrilla war, so you're in small bands, and I'm telling you, if one guerrilla unit got rid of three or four of these motherfuckers, man, I tell you, that would save a million fucking lives. Once they seen you were going after the head of the fucking snake, and them fuckers started dropping some, they can't, so far away, they can't even tell where the shot came from, because it was a mile and a half away with a 50 caliber fucking rifle. You're just out there about ready to fucking start spewing their fucking vial. Boom! Their fucking head explodes. Now we're looking at fucking some fucking real fucking progress. Now they got it. Well, they know the shot came from at least a mile and a half away. How are they going to protect somebody a mile and a half? How are you going to put a mile and a half circle around one of these treasonous son of a bitches? Tell me that. How many people would it take to really so this motherfucker didn't have to fucking crawl on his belly or be fucking brought in an underground garage out into, even if you brought a fucking one of their monster limousines? Shit, man. If a fucking bunch of goat herders can run your ass out of Afghanistan with nothing, you think what we're going to do to your ass? But fucking people. Oh, I'm going to go with the truck convoy, see if I put in $100 and I can feel like I'm a fucking patriot. You see, I done it. I got him. I stepped up. I'm going to go home and polish my fucking gun. Because that's all the fuck you people are doing is fucking polishing fucking guns. You aren't doing shit. You had them on their heels. You could have knocked them on their ass. But no, they diverted you like with my dad with the dog and the wiper. They diverted your attention up to fucking Canada. And then they play out this fucking scenario, and they're seizing bank accounts. They're gaining power by the fucking, every day they're, oh, you got a new power. Oh, the banks, you know, the banks now have judicial power over your fucking money. Hey, just take it. Did you know that? Really? We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Well, sorry, Joe STP, but this one, I don't know, it ain't going to play. We'll have to play something else. Oh, man, let me see here. Where this is at.
Maybe that one, the blast from the past.
Which one's that?
Isn't that where the... They say you trade your life for papers so your life can be controlled.
Oh, man, if I could remember what it's called, I might. I got to get something up.
It was Blast from the Past.
That's what it called? I don't have it up here on my board. I'm sorry. I don't think I do, anyway. I'll look later. I don't know what happened on that one, Joe. I gave her a try. I put it up. It's turned on. It ain't working, so we're going to have to grab something and get on with the program. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM Chiller from the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chillicothe, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1241 Pacific Time. I don't know, Joe. It played on the computer, and this system is obviously working, right? So we'll try to see what... Maybe they got some kind of new algorithm they put on the ones they don't want heard. We'll check it out and see if we can figure it out. If we can, we'll play it tomorrow. That being said, we sit there and we talked about, this is just emergency declaration. I'm making declarations because I'm a fucking king. I'm a corporate fucking king. This is a monarchy you're living in. And I'm the head of the ruling class. And you are the people we rule. Well, no, we fucking ain't. We are the fucking rulers, and we are the fuckers with the guns, and we're the fuckers that are going to enforce the fucking law of our land that we put in place. Get that through your head. It's going to fucking happen. Just like I said before, you know, people doesn't know. If you told somebody, 20 years ago that we would be in this state at this time, it's impossible. You can't be done. Want to bet? We're sitting here witnessing it, aren't we? And so you have Biden here with his fucking unlawful emergency act, violation of the fucking law, yet another hanging offense. You can't hang the son of a bitches enough time. We're going to have to figure some way to make the punishment fit the crime. But here, like I said, you know, they're playing this scenario. They couldn't gain no ground here in the United States, so they started this shit up in Canada with this truckers are going to go down there and honk their horns and clean up garbage. And it's put out the fruits that we figured it would. And it was all, I'm sure a lot of money's been spent. A lot of people made a lot of fucking money. And they ain't got no goddamn where. Now this asshole's coming out with this thing saying, everybody quit working on the 22nd. Well, if you quit working on the 22nd, you better start fighting on the 23rd. Because you're burning up your resources and you ain't fighting. You'll be desperate. You'll be fucking, that's what the whole idea is. You go ahead and starve yourself to death for them. Starve yourself down to where it's, well, fuck it, I'll go take the COVID shot. Just let me work so I can have something to eat until I die. Ignorance. Ignorance, ignorance, ignorance. Anyway, Canada wants to make financial aspects of Emergency Act permanent. This is from Reclaim the Net. Sent in by Galen for a discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And everything you're seeing in Canada, they think they're going to just redo it here. And they think they're going to start seizing our fucking accounts, our private fucking accounts, without due process of the law, without any court at all. Because the banks are now, they're like Walmart. They're their own country. They make up the fucking laws, for the money. Because there's the money, all the money's theirs. And you people up in Canada and fucking, the ones that's talking about, you can use my truck or whatever. It ain't your fucking truck. Nothing up there belongs to you. Nothing down here belongs to us, according to them. The only reason we have anything is the rule that, the basic rule of possession is 9/10 of the law. Possession with a fucking gun is 10/10. You might take it, but you won't take it from me because I won't be here because I will have already fucking fought it out with you to the fucking dead end. And you can go count the bodies and see if you think it was fucking worth what you took. And then you can go on to the next mean motherfucking son of a bitch that ain't going to let you have what they fucking... They're not going to let you do this to... We're not going to let you do this to us. You're fucking pissing up a wet rope. It's been pissed up many fucking times, and you're just the latest stupid bunch of motherfuckers. You think that New World Order is going to happen? It ain't. You're up against about fucking 8 billion fucking people. And the internet's already fucked you, and you know it. This is why you're doing goofy-ass shit like this, man. Oh, this is how we fight back. And see, they put these things down on paper and threaten us, and then we go and we drive and we park and we refuse to move. Hey, man, there's more than one way to shut down a fucking country, you stupid asses. Do you ever fucking think strategically whatsoever? Is there anybody up there thinking strategically? Because these son of a bitches you're calling your leaders aren't thinking strategically. They're thinking money. Anyway, let's see what this asshole has to say here. Let's see. This is from Reclaim the Next, or the Net, sent in by Galen Ford, discussion on From the Trenches, World Report. Canada's Deputy Prime Minister, Crystal Freeland, wants to make permanent the the invasive financial surveillance system introduced as part of the emergency. Quote, look at theirs right there, their Emergency Act. I don't know, your guys might not have a ninth article that fucking forbids such things, but by God, we do. You try it down here, you son of a bitches. Put it in fucking place. Give us a goddamn reason to crush the civil liberties protest. Whoa. That'll do it. An emergency act will do it. That's what the emergency act is for. It's to crush the civil liberties. Well, civil liberties are granted by a government. Ours aren't civil liberties. Ours are natural fucking rights. Declared, ratified, and made as the absolute law, unalienable, to we the people, the supreme superior jurisdictional authority in this goddamn country. And we have the right to unleash with our second article. If you fuck, try to fucking steal anything from us, we have, well, you've done quite a fucking bit. I give you that. But the people are waking up by the fucking hordes. And see, that's why they want to try these things, any goddamn thing. A trucker, yeah, it's truckers. The truckers can do it. Let's go. And to get your fucking mind off point. The point is, it is your goddamn duty as an American national to enforce that fucking law that gives you your liberty and freedom. It's on you. Did you ever, the people who wrote it told you the government, this is to chain the government. And they didn't give them no fucking key to the fucking lock. They just started making declarations. It was just like how they formed this fucking goddamn country. All the Constitution was a bunch of fucking rich aristocratic assholes getting together and just declaring, we're the government. And we got lots of money. We're going to hire a private army. And then all these city boys they fucking hired, we're getting their ass whooped all over the fucking place. And then the fucking men, the fucking militia, the free men. Came down out of the fucking mountains and fucking started fucking hurting them motherfuckers, shooting them at 300 yards, killing their officers, leading them out on fucking forays out through the fucking swamps where they could live off the fucking land, and then bringing them out there until they wore them down and then massacring them. And that's what you're going to get here. You're not going to get what you fucking want, because we know what you fucking want. And this demo up there in fucking Canada, well, we see it. We see the goofy asses in this country that are going to go, they're going to get my truck, I'm going to drive down. No, you're too afraid to fucking fight. So you're doing anything you can possibly think of to pretend that you are, I'm resisting. Excuse me. I got news for you. We're past the fucking point of resisting. We are at fucking war. They have declared war on you. You kept sitting around. I mean, for 30 fucking years, I listened to it. But what do we do? How can we do? What can we do? What do we do? What can we do? And the answer was right there in front of you the whole 30 fucking years. Just enforce the fucking law. It's your duty. You're supposed to. That's what you're supposed to do. They tried to fucking take your freedom and liberty just like at Lexington and Concord. You fucking kill them. There wasn't no goddamn government at Lexington and Concord. That was fucking people. And then on the way back to goddamn Boston, the fucking goddamn people came out of their houses. Do you think there was some government guy out there ordering them around or something? Or them people just had a fucking enough and they came out and just shot the fuck out of the British all the way back to Boston. Shot them out of fucking Boston. Tell me what we needed a fucking goddamn federal fucking government for. What for? They sure as hell weren't. Oh, that's right. They had the money. They were going to do the financing. So they could call it their private fucking army. I mean, that's when Cornwallis fucking surrendered at Yorktown. Did he surrender to the goddamn people who started the uprising at fucking at Lexington and Concord? The people as just the people, as individuals? No, he surrendered it to the goddamn new corporation. He surrendered it to the people that were formerly his fucking men in the fucking colonies and still were. They knew there was no way that they could come across this country and take it under the system they were under, because the people fucking shoot your ass dead. You ain't taking shit from me, and you bring the biggest fucking army on the planet here. Come out in the goddamn woods where we've been fighting Indians for 100 years. Get your ass out here. Come on, show us how it's done, boys. They got their fucking ass whooped. And they always want to diss, you know, if there's going to be a day you're going to celebrate, 4th of July, hijacking day. When April 19th, when the shot heard around the world, when the people stood, just the people, stood against the fucking tyrannical fucking asshole over there, King George III over there in goddamn England, and fucking shot the fuck out of them, and then cannoned the fuck out of them. And those people left to their own devices. That was their fucking stomping grounds. That was their territory. But then you have to have, oh, goddamn, the goddamn elitist in this country. The ones that were the king's men. The ones the people were actually uprising against. They end up in fucking charge. And I mean, goddamn, you talk about a fucking slick lawyer fucking move with the guy. You know, we'll write a Declaration of Independence and claim that we're the goddamn government. Fuck you and your paper. Was that ratified by we the people? No, it wasn't. The Declaration of Independence was about fucking monarchs ruling. You ruling us as goddamn slaves. Or when they tried to act like all men are created equal, except when they were putting together the Confederacy. You read I think it's the 6th article of the the Confederation, the goddamn laws of the Confederation is the 6th article. It states that if you're indigenous or you don't own land, you don't have any rights. That's how come they thought, that was their rationale, that they could hold slaves. You don't have no land. You don't have no goddamn money. So you're automatically, I can take you as a fucking slave just because I want to, because I do have land. I do have money because I fucking took it from fucking you. Anyway, here you got this. Canada's Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland wants to make permanent the invasive financial surveillance system introduced as part of the, quote, Emergency Act to crush the civil liberties protest. Protest. Stop it. Stop her. I'm going to say stop again. But Corky is always a stop her. I'll say stop again. That's all you're fucking doing. Freeland had announced the initial powers earlier this, announced the powers and they existed. Why don't you get some fucking, you got no guns. I guess that person who told me that you had guns in your closet was a lying son of a bitch. Else you'd have them fuckers out there going to work, wouldn't you? Especially if you're going to fucking stop working and, you know, supply up and stop working and you only got a certain amount of time to get something done. You ain't just going to sit there and think that you're going to break the fucking world banks, do you? You think so? This is what they want you to do. You're doing exactly what they want you to do. And these dickheads in this country are going to do the same, but there ain't enough of them to matter. They're part of that 12 to 20% of fucking Trump tards and goddamn fucking the communists and the goddamn fascists. That's all they are. There ain't enough of them to fucking do shit. And we can wipe them out. That's why they're showing this UN thing so quick. I mean, what the hell you need the UN for? These people haven't even fucking got violent yet. If they are ever gonna. But you're gonna go there and ride some people down. I love the way they had them things on them horses. How would a shop hammer work on that? I wonder what it was like. We got to draw back with a good fucking, you know, fucking 5-pound shop hammer and just blast that motherfucker right in between the eyes. Drop that fucker. I don't know if the horse would drop. It probably would. I guarantee you that sumbitch wouldn't be sitting on it no more. The simplest things seem like they're just so far out of fucking reach for these idiots. We'll honk our horns. I might go buy a fucking horn to honk. Just one of them little squeeze things. Because it seems to aggravate people. Okay, as of today, all crowdfunding platforms and payment services providers they use must register with the FinTrack and must report large and suspicious transactions to FinTrack. They've been wanting to hear what they want to report over if you deposited more than $600 in your bank account for any goddamn reason. Huh? You think you're going to get, you're just fucking pushing this into a fuck, you're going to push the people. We're already crowded. We're up against each other in the jungle, and it's starting to irritate us a little bit. We'll come blasting out of this fucking jungle, and before you know it, we'll be fucking, we'll be driving the fuckers out of this country as we're fucking, cutting the head off that fucking snake. We know, I tell you what, people, the fucking quickest way out of this, the quickest fucking way out of this with the least fucking casualties is to go for the head of that fucking snake. Bob, weave, dodge, get around their fucking goddamn cannon fodder, stash your women and children, go out and fucking go hunting. Kill the son of a bitches, and then nobody's going to want that position when it comes with a fucking 1,000-yard goddamn or a half a mile or a mile around you fucking goddamn security that you cannot keep. Because the people that would have to keep that security, even if you had them, who's going to watch their house? I mean, we could be real fucking nasty about this real fucking quick, but I don't see it in the people. I mean, what the fuck's wrong with you? You're supposed to be Americans. You're supposed to be the meanest son of a bitches on this goddamn planet. You know, they talked about, they had a little story the other day about the cartels chopping somebody's fucking head off. Ooh. You ought to have seen what they did with the Indians and the fucking American nationals did to each other coming across this goddamn continent. Make that look like a fucking Girl Scout rally, wouldn't it? You do not have no clue what we're fucking capable of or what we'll do. Most peaceful fucking people, they're just peaceful people. They're just so, just like the Canucks. Man, was most polite, decent, peaceful fucking people. Now I got to sit and wonder, do you have a savage in you? I mean, you did do have that country, but you didn't take it from the fucking crown. Do you have any fucking savage left in you? Because I know our people do. You get out here in the fucking jungle and you'll see everybody's a goddamn savage. And you can't tell what they might fucking do. In fact, you better be very aware of your fucking surroundings at all times. It's to fucking survive here. Anyways, FinTrack and must report large suspicious transactions. FinTrack Financial Transactions and Reports Analysis Center of Canada. Freeland said at the time, this will help mitigate the risk that these platforms receive illicit funds. What's an illicit fund? I mean, if I'm sending you something for gas, I mean, it's the first place, it's none of their goddamn business. The first place, these fuckers should not even exist. The fact that you fucking tolerate them existing shows that you're fucking weak. And the same in the United States. I ain't giving us no fucking pass on it. Because everything that is being done to you, you are allowing. You don't have to allow it. It could cost your life not allowing it, but you don't have to allow it. If you put your goddamn liberty above your fucking life, man, you're hard to stop if you got fucking weaponry. And even if, you know, like I said, if you maybe you ain't got very many guns, man, you can't think of no other way to fucking fight. Look at those fucking Palestinians, man. How long have they been fighting with nothing? And the goddamn Jews control how many calories of food they get a day. But they still fight because they got fucking balls. They ain't gonna never give up. They're just like those Afghanistanis. I mean, 20 fucking years. And they're sitting there and they even left them a goddamn arsenal. A brand new fucking arsenal that you paid for. How would you like to have that, Canada? The people of Canada, not that fucking communist cocksucker Trudeau or the people who fucking run him right up to the fucking Queen's throne. How would you like to have that fucking arsenal? It was just given. Taken from wealth taken from the American people and given to the fucking Afghans at the same time that they're claiming they're fucking starving, you know. Just none of it really makes sense because they have those rare earth minerals that are worth billions, and that's what they've really been doing over there is opium and rare earth minerals, making fucking billions and billions and trillions of dollars. What, did they run out? No. It's just like in Venezuela. They have oil, they have gold, they have all this stuff. But God, without that goddamn debt currency, we can't seem to fucking be able to get it out of the ground or mine the gold or get the oil out. I think they're blackballing us. So we can't sell what belongs to us. Only the Jew can sell it. And you have to give him 95% of the fucking value of the product. Or you can't sell it. They have taken complete control of the world financial fucking system. It's easy to fucking see what the deal is. So anytime they want to shut your fucking ass down, just like they're doing over here in America, trying to make us feel like we're Moscow. You know, get used to being fucking abused. You want to bet, you son of a bitch? We got something that them motherfucking Russians ain't got. A gun behind every goddamn blade of grass. And that ain't all we fucking got. And you know it. I mean, you just went up. We got a billion of them on goddamn record. How many do you not have on record, asshole? How long? I mean, you know, fucking the life of a gun depends on how much you fucking shoot it. There are guns out there 100 years old that ain't had a box of shells shot through them yet. That you don't even fucking know about. And there's cannons out there and tanks out there. And man, with our creative mind, the things that we can do to you. Well, we're going to find out, aren't we? Anyways, it's enough of this sick shit for a day. So we're going to call it a day. That was a hell of a Monday. And we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches, on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. Until then, you people live in Canada, man. You people in America, you look at these fucking goofy asses for what they are. God damn it, listen to them, look at them. And remember, you're up against fucking guns here. You're up against fucking artillery here. Grenades. Implements of death. And you have the right to every implement of this fucking soldier, people. Now, you people up in Canada, I mean, come on, use your fucking bean. How hard is it to step back and say, that son of a bitch over there is a key part of it. How do we get him? How do I get him? And if there's goddamn, you outnumber them motherfuckers 1,000 to 1. I got to believe it. If there's 1,000 of you as individuals thinking, I'm going to get that son of a bitch. I am going to get that son of a bitch. No matter what else in this world happens, that motherfucker's going down. You couldn't be stopped. And they want to try fucking firing missiles and shit? That's just going to turn the rest of the fucking population against them, ain't it? Anyways, you can take control of your fucking whatever you have up there. You know, all your goddamn armament. I mean, a goddamn hammer will get you a gun if you know how to use that hammer right, won't it? And that is The Word from the Trenches.